Jagriti Abhishek Kriya, Not Rebound. As guided on March 7, 2007. Jagriti Abhishek Kriya is a meditation technique to bring about the process of spiritual awakening. Jagriti means a movement upward and also an awakening. The Kriya directs the Om Nad to the seven centers, reaching within them. It starts at the lower center, the Muladhara, and works upward to the seventh center called the Sahasra and beyond. Then it descends all the way down back to the Muladhara and finally rests in the heart center. It is practiced as an addition to the daily fundamental meditation.
Pulling first, then push out. Pulling first, push out. Gradually start to put in more vigor, more force. Same force when you draw it in, same force when you push out. Begin slowly, then increase the speed, but you have to be in control. So it doesn't go out of hand. Then make it stronger and stronger. As strong as you can, yes. Make it as strong. Just keep your attention in the breath. Just practice that. Sustain strength in and out. More strong. This is vigorous breathing to lighten up. You'll feel a lightness come upon you. You have to do it until then. Make it stronger. You can begin slowly, gradually, and then make it stronger. Stronger. You'll feel a lightness come upon you. The stronger it is, the quicker you'll arrive at a lightness. Right, now you close one side, okay, and you breathe in only from one side. So you say you close the right side and just breathe long. You have to take it down to the belly and you have to empty out completely. Empty out all the way down to the... So your stomach will go in. When you breathe in, the chest will come out, then the belly. That's how you watch. You watch the breathing. And when you empty out, the belly will go in first and then the chest. And you watch this entire movement. Just keep watching. That will steady your mind. Long, it has to be long. It should be strong enough, not as strong as the vigorous breathing, but you should be able to hear it. Yeah, that's exactly how it should be. Just breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, it's rhythmic breathing. First was vigorous breathing to lighten up. Now it is rhythmic breathing. And you can count the number of times of in-breath and out-breath from one side. Say, do it 10 times, 15, 20. I leave it to you. Then you shift to the other side. You close this side and then you shift whenever you're ready. It's to balance both your sides. There are two sides, the left and the right. It affects the left and the right hemisphere of your brain. During the day, you only breathe in from one side. If you will observe, you will see this. this kind of breathing affects two very important nadis, channels in you. So breathing from one side, keeping the other one closed for a while, for a number of times, and then when you're ready, you shift to the other side. So the left side is called Ida. It's connected to the Ida Nadi. The right side is Pingala, the left side is the moon side, the right side is the sun side. The feminine side and the masculine side. The softer, gentler side and the stronger, masculine side. It is to balance both the sides. Is to make you feel complete. That harmonizes your being, prepares you for meditation. So first one side, Ida, then the right side, Pingala. Pingala represents fire, as the sun is. And Ida represents the moon, the cooling side. Just keep your attention with what you're doing. You can shut your eyes. That way it helps. So long breath has to be long. You should be able to hear it. As long as you can make it. It'll steady your mind. That's the objective. That's why this technique, these two kinds of breathing, breath affects the state of your mind. This is a science of yourself, science of your breath. And this kind of breathing will always keep you buoyant during the day. It energizes you. Because you feel good with yourself, it's very healthy. Keep your back straight, lift it. And what helps is if you double up the seat in the back, it automatically lifts your back. Then you don't have to put in the effort. Breathe in, breathe out. Just keep the rhythm going. There is no other bother. No thoughts. Whenever they come, we don't block them. Whatever that comes up, we don't block them. We just allow them to pass as you stay with the breathing. You're breathing in, breathing out. You're breathing in, you're breathing out. It will intoxicate you. It prepares you for meditation. Long breath. Longer the better. Deep breath. As deep as you can make it. Strong enough to keep you energized, strong enough to be able to hear it. It will start centering you, it will keep you centered. It will center you in yourself. Long. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And when you have done one side and then the other, then what you do is alternate. You breathe in from one side, you keep the finger, close one side, you breathe in from the left side, then you close that side with the breath in and you breathe out from the other. This is alternating. And then you breathe in from this side, close, breathe out from the first side. This is one round of alternating. So you do that also. So you're integrating both your sides. First you energize one side, then the other, then you integrate them. So you become complete and whole, totality. And that harmonizes your being, you become quiet and content with yourself. You become whole and you're ready for meditation. Then you can watch anything that comes up in you. The whole universe is in yourself. The whole world is in yourself. What you see outside is in yourself. Everything. This is the practice. This is how you begin. This is how you lay the foundation for a life of meditation. And without meditation, there is no life. Or there is life, but it's chaotic, haphazard, and troublesome. So you breathe in from one side, take a long, deep breath, strong enough, close that side, breathe out from the other. Empty out completely. Always remember, the more you empty out, the more you will fill up. The longer will be your breath. And the longer the breath, the quieter will become your mind. And deeper you will enter into yourself. Just keep this rhythm going. When you breathe in, your chest will fill up first, then the belly. Watch that. When you empty out, the belly will go in first. Empty out completely, fill up completely. Breathe in, breathe out. Keep to the breathing, it'll draw you in, bring you to a stop in yourself. thoughts come up, whatever that comes up, allow it to pass. Now keep this practice going. Keep the breath long and deep. You're breathing in and breathing out. You keep your attention on the breath. When you breathe in and out, it will start drawing you in. The objective is to be drawn in. The breathing will help you to be centered in yourself. Ordinarily, you're centered outside, most times, all the time. Breathe in, breathe out. We'll do Jagriti. We'll use the sound of Om to direct downward to the first center, Muladhara, between the anus and the genitalia, there to open and awaken, and then the sound to echo, rebound upwards, passing through all the centers, the seven centers, to the top of the head and above into the skies, there to open out. So first you descend with the sound, and then you rise upward. And with the sound, feel the force rising, reaching to the top of the head, and carrying you upward above, into the open skies, infinite skies, and there to feel for grace, feel for light. Again, empty out of breath completely, fill up completely each time you do the sounding. Follow the sound, feel the sound all the way, downward first, then upward. It has to be strong breathing, strong sounding, to give force to your sounding. You should feel the vibrations in the center. You'll energize the centers. It has to open and awaken the center. It's a worship unto yourself, unto God. Feel the center through the sounding, first center. Empty out of breath, fill up completely, then do the sounding each time. Strong and long sounding, all the way down to the center, feel it all the way down, then feel it all the way upward. Empty out of breath, fill up completely, then do the sounding each time. Oh. force rising upward with the sound. You go downward with the sound first, then you rise upward, and so also the force. You are awakening the force in the first center. Empty out of breath, fill up completely each time you do the sounding. It will always help to keep you centered and keep you with what you're doing. Forget to empty out of breath each time and fill up completely before you do the sounding. Now, 10 minutes in silence, centered in the skies above the head. Open out in the skies, feel the openness, the wideness of the skies above the head. Breathe into and out from the skies. As you breathe in, feel yourself lifted upwards above the head. Feel the heavens above the head. Feel for grace, feel for light. Long, deep, strong breathing. Like the rhythmic breathing, you're centered in the skies above the head and you're feeling being lifted upwards. A time comes, you even feel being lifted physically. It's a worship unto yourself, unto God. Long breath, longer the better, deep breath, strong enough to keep you energized. center in the sky and nowhere else. Things come up, thoughts come up. Keep letting them go. They are no concern of yours. Stay centered in the skies above the head and nowhere else. Feel yourself lifted upwards above the head as you breathe in and breathe out from the skies. As you breathe in, as you're drawing in the breath, you feel yourself lifted. Each time higher and higher. Feel the openness, the whiteness, the vastness of the skies above the head. The heavens above the head. Feel for grace, feel for light. You're centered in the skies and nowhere else. Long breath, longer the better. Deep breath, strong breath. Feel the skies. The openness, the wideness, the vastness of the skies above your head, of the heavens above your head. Feel for grace, feel for light. Thoughts come up, whatever that comes up, allow them to pass, they are no concern of yours. You're being with yourself, you're being in the skies, in the vastness of the skies above your head. Just stay there, you're relaxed in yourself. Just be easy with yourself. There need not be any struggle, you're just relaxed. Allow yourself to relax and then it is easily done. And the breathing will help you. At the same time, whatever that comes up, keep letting them go. That was Jagrati. Now we work with Abhishek, anointment. We take the sound upward first. We work upward first and then downward. In Jagrati, you work downward first, then upward. So you let the sound rise upward, passing through the head and above into the skies, and then descending down, passing through the head, passing through all the centers, through the first center, below the first center, down into the subconscious, into the ground. Again, empty out of breath completely, fill up completely each time you do the sounding. Strong breath and strong sounding. Strong breathing, strong sounding. Empty out of breath, fill up completely, and then do the sounding. Let the sound rise upward first. And when it descends, the grace descends with it, the light descends with it. Feel the grace descending with you. Feel the light descending with the sound. Reaching, passing through all the centers, reaching down into the subconscious below the first center, deep down into the ground. Sounding is happening internally, while the grace, the light, you feel inside and outside. Feel it in the body too. 10 minutes in silence now, centered in the subconscious, below the first center. Breathe into and out from the subconscious. Long, deep, strong breathing. As you breathe in, you dig deeper into the subconscious, below the first center. There to open out, feel for grace, feel for light, even so in the subconscious. So worship unto yourself, unto God. Long breath, deep breath, strong breath. The longer the better. Thoughts come up, whatever that comes up, allow them to pass. They are no concern of yours. Stay centered in the subconscious, open out in the subconscious through the help of the breathing. Dig deep down into the subconscious below the first center through the help of the breathing. Long breath, longer the better. As you breathe in, you're reaching deep down into the subconscious. To the breathing. And keep to the subconscious, below the first center. Deep down into the ground. As far below as you can be through the help of the breathing. we move to the heart center for 10 minutes in silence. Middle of the chest, Anahata center, breathing to and out from the heart center. Long, deep, strong breathing. Enter deep into yourself through the heart center, through the help of the breathing. Thoughts come up, whatever that comes up, allow them to pass, they are no concern of yours. Stay relaxed throughout, allow yourself to enter deep into yourself through the help of the breathing, through the heart center, middle of the chest, Anahata center. Stay centered in yourself through the heart center. Stay centered in yourself and nowhere else through the heart center. Breathe into and out from the heart center. Long, deep, strong breathing. Longer the better. Thoughts come up, whatever that comes up, allow them to pass. This is the practice. While through the help of the breathing, you stay centered in yourself through the heart center, deep in yourself. Stay relaxed throughout. There's no other concern. You're being with yourself. You're deep in yourself. And you're in meditation. our force will continue to work in you.
Stop here for this morning.